It's Tuesday, October 13th, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 48th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I'm George Rich, host and producer of the show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com and email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Today, everyone, I am by myself. The less the better, because, you know, I get through things, through my opinion, and you can leave a comment and let me know what you think is at the website at applejuiceshow.com. Now, this past Friday was a great day because we had one of the best applications, actually the best Twitter application on the in the App Store come out, and it was Tweety. Tweety 2, actually. Tweety, they have the original Tweety now, and they have the, you know, the new Tweety. Some people thought that it was charging, you know, another, price for the update would be ridiculous. But, you know, he has both applications out there in the App Store now. You know, a good version and then, you know, kind of light version. I think he should, you know, bring down the price for like 99 cents for that Tweety and then, you know, have the Tweety 2 be, you know, $2.99. It's a great application. Gives you a lot of features. I mean, this guy, Lauren, he made a great, you know, amount of features in this that, you know, are incredible. Like, you know, he does seamless, you know, you can handle multiple accounts like the other one. You can explore all of Twitter from your own timeline, mentions, favorite tweets, and you can follow your friends and you can check out your friends and followers. You can do, you know, post photos, videos, even configure your own custom image host, which is great. You can vastly improve composed screen of recent hashtags, people picker, URL. Translate your tweets. You can preview short URLs. In-app, you know, rich text email. Instead of using, there's an application out there that I think it's called BirdFeed, lets you write your tweet drafts and then tweet them, you know, as you go whenever you have a chance, you know. This does the same thing. It has integration with the BirdFeed where you can, you know, access those tweets or you can save them there. But I'd rather save them in Lauren and Tweety too because, you know, it's right there in the application. As well, there is a text expander. Text expander allows you to, you know, create keyboard shortcuts for the Mac. They also have an iPhone application where you can type emails and everything like that with your keyboard, your shortcuts. And so he's added, you know, the integration of text expander where you can use that in the Tweety application. So it's great. Another thing that happened was TapTap 3 has landed. Great application. I mean, you should check it out. It's pretty cool. I for one got it, and you can play online. You have, you know, sampling tracks are available. Blink 182 has some stuff out there. Fall Out Boy has some stuff out there. Foo Fighters has some stuff out there. The Killers. It's really, really cool. Like I play it and you can add me. My username is GDRAG, GDRAG, and we can have a, you know, I can, you know, test my skills and see, you know, you can test your skills with me and see we can play online. So check that out. That is I believe it's 99 cents in the App Store. Don't quite know. I did purchase it, but I don't actually. I'm going to find out for you guys so you guys don't know. It's 99 cents in the App Store. So Tapulous 3, great. TapTap Revenge 3. Tapulous is a great company. They make great games. So you should check that out. Officially announced is Rock Band for iPhone. Now, this is going to be a pretty interesting app. I'm going to, you know, check this out. I'm going to like that. That it's, you know, seems really, you know, really interesting to have a Rock Band for the iPhone. Now, what would be cool if they made the, you know, the official guitar and drums or whatever, and you can connect it, you know, via the 30-pin dock connector and to your iPhone and be able to play, which would be really cool. I actually was at GameStop the other day checking out, and some guy they have this new DJ Hero. It's like Guitar Hero, but it's DJ Hero for Xbox, and it seems interesting. So might want to check this Rock Band for iPhone out. Link will be in the show notes. Check it out. It's not out yet to the App Store. Apple launches an online Brazil store. Great for you Brazilian people that want to buy stuff. I mean, I know most of you have been having trouble. Most Brazilian people have trouble accessing, you know, and buying stuff. They have to buy it through third-party vendors. Now they can buy it through Apple. Canadian wireless providers Bell and Telus have confirmed that they will offer the iPhone in November, which is great. That both Bell Canada and Telus Corporation announced last week that they will begin selling Apple iPhones for their network in November. The news is officially and brings at the end exclusivity to Rogers Communications as the had a handset over the year. So I guess they signed a one-year contract with Rogers Communications, and now that they're opening it up in Brazil, in Canada, to the other things. Hopefully that will happen soon to the United States. If you want to check out apple.com/BR for Brazil, the Apple Store, where they have a Hello Brazil people. So that's pretty cool. Check that out. AT&T to allow VoIP calls via 3G network on iPhone. Now, this is something tremendously big. Apple has now, AT&T has announced that they will allow Apple to enable a voice over IP applications such as Skype to run on the 3G wireless data network. Now, that is a really cool thing because I'm always out on the road and, you know, I might have to be doing an interview or something. I, you know, pop on Skype and I can do an interview. But without having Wi-Fi, I am unable to perform such interviews with people. So I'm so glad that AT&T has done this. They said that they recently took a fresh look at VoIP capabilities and decided it will be a valuable capability that would be an attractive option for consumers, which is, you know, amazingly great. There's no way to really charge for this. I mean, if you have a Skype out, you know, I have Skype out and I purchase, you know, I have some. So iPhone is an innovative device that dramatically changed the game in wireless when it was introduced just 2 years ago, said Ralph De La Vega, president and CEO of AT&T Mobility and Consumer Markets. Today's decision was made by evaluating our customers' expectations and use of the device compared to dozens of other we offer. So the, you know, Skype president Josh Silverman is, you know, praised the decision. He's, you know, happy because he's going to make money because people are going to be making calls off of Skype and not off their, you know, mobile phones. So, which is great. I think it's a great, you know, thing. So, and also that they said that right now AT&T's not ready to have tethering. So at a later time, they will offer tethering. They didn't say, you know, have a date or anything like that. Now, one thing that I'm disappointed with is the situation with Google Voice is different because Apple and AT&T both claimed that the wireless carrier played no part in the acceptance of Google Voice application in the iPhone App Store. The decision was made entirely by Apple due to the fact that the service duplicates the phone's core features. Google has contended that its application was rejected from the App Store, while Apple has argued that it just hasn't been accepted yet. So I'm disappointed that and Google Voice is not VoIP. So what some people will say, hey, what's, you know, I've been saying VoIP, and what does VoIP mean? Voice over IP. So basically using, you know, your voice over the IP, which they do sell phones that are VoIP, you know, over IP, which you can do. I think I have one somewhere. But so you know, hooray for AT&T for, you know, going to allow VoIP applications. And, you know, I'm pretty, you know, sad because of the Google Voice, because I do have Google Voice and I use it all the time. So, moving on, to another story, the holidays are coming up and, you know, what great time for Apple to, you know, bring up their Mac sales. But there's rumors that, of hardware refreshes and new models, for the MacBook, the iMac and the Mac Mini line. You know, so we expect a new plastic MacBook to be lower entry price than today's only single $999 offering. Now, I want to see some revamp with the Mac Minis. You know, I think they could do something, you know, better, maybe a better casing, or, you know, just, you know, really interesting. I wouldn't say personally I would buy a Mac Mini, but, you know, it would be a great, you know, they could mix, you know, bring together, unite the Apple TV and the Mac Mini, maybe make it at a pricing at $349, maybe $400. I would probably buy one if they, you know, conjoined with some features of the Apple TV and the Mac Mini together. that would be amazing. I would be really, you know, really happy if that were to happen. So hopefully we'll see some updates here this week sometime soon. Apple's next mouse may not carry the mighty monkey ear. Small accessory maker announced that it was officially awarded the registration of the Mighty Mouse trademark suggested to Apple's new hardware. Could be a different name. So right now we have the Mighty Mouse, which is the mouse that most people are using. I am not one of them. I use the MX Revolution, great mouse from Logitech. So check that out, MX Revolution. Very comfortable with my hand. You know, it's a big mouse, and you know, I've got a big hand, so it's great for that, and it's got a bunch of functions that I love using. So it's not going to be called the Mighty Mouse. Now what I can see is, you know, having some kind of multi-touch with the mouse that they're doing. So Apple's own Mighty Mouse is a multi-button mouse with a scroll bar. So we'll see something, you know, different there than that. Hopefully we'll see in a couple weeks. I will definitely be purchasing a new Apple mouse just to, you know, play around with it, see how it is. Hopefully it has multi-touch, because I do love multi-touch with the iPhone. So, you know, maybe it could be like an iPhone type thing, but not have a user interface or anything like that. So AT&T says their network needs more work on their support for iPhone tethering. So AT&T surprisingly made the announcement of voice over IP applications that could run on the 3G data network. However, the wireless carrier is still not prepared to offer iPhone data tethering. I'm very disappointed with this, because I do, you know, I love tethering when I had it, and now I don't. But when, you know, they after the launch of the MMS for the iPhone 3G and 3GS, AT&T officials said tethering would come at a later, unspecified date. Originally, both services were supposed to launch over the summer, which that never happened. So hopefully we can see tethering for the end of the year. Apple released a iPhone OS 3.1.2 with glitches and crashes. Three main things that it fixed were resolve sporadic issues that may cause the iPhone to not wake from sleep. Another issue it fixed was resolves intermittent issues that may interrupt the cellular network service until restart. I had this problem a lot where I would be on 3G, like full bars 3G, and would go like to no bars edge, or, you know, to full bars edge, or, you know, switch. And I still have a little bit of that, but it fixed most of it. And what I would, you know, do to fix that, I would go into airplane mode and take it off and turn it on, and then find single again. Another thing it would fix, a bug that would cause occasional crash during video streaming. Now, their point, I think Apple's, you know, what they mean about video streaming is, you know, recording video. But video streaming to me is, you know, live on the internet, streaming. I'm, you know, streaming a live feed out. So the update weighs over 200 megabytes, and that shouldn't be, because it's just a fix, and you can be downloaded through iTunes. A corresponding update for the iPod Touch was also released. So you can get that update there if you're having some of those problems. A really cool application that came out also with Tweety was Photoshop for Photoshop.com. Interesting thing. I didn't even know that Adobe would, you know, had this in plans. iPhone users looking to edit photos on the go can do it with Adobe's new free Photoshop.com mobile application. The newest Photoshop.com mobile application for the iPhone and iPod Touch allows users to edit photos, apply effects, and share images instantly. The application also offers connectivity with Photoshop.com at Adobe service that offers 2 gigabytes of free online storage. So, you know, there's a bunch of applications that you can edit there, but this is a free application. I like the UI just because it's Adobe. Adobe has, you know, I said, you know, Adobe has to have a great UI. I downloaded it as soon as I heard it was available. I downloaded it. You can crop, rotate, change the color of it with just a touch. You can give it an extra glow or soft effect. You can get RC with the sketch and apply one touch effects with like warm vintage and vinaigrette. Great thing. It's 3.9 megabytes and it's available in the US and Canada store. So check that out, Photoshop.com for iPhone. It's free. Apple has updated the Mobile Me file sharing and iPhone features. Apple's Mobile Me cloud service package has just been updated to improve its public file sharing feature and makes it easier to locate the Find My iPhone page. The web app still can be accessed from the iPhone. However, so you can, you know, log into your Mobile Me thing, and right at the top where it has the mail, the address book, the calendar, the photos, the iDisk, right next to the iDisk, there's a Find My iPhone application, and then there's the settings, which is great. You just click there, and it takes you directly to the Find My iPhone application, and you know you're on your way to finding your phone. So you can check that out when if you have a MobileMe account at me.com, log in. This has been a really, really interesting week with all the updates and everything like that. But, you know, just Apple's doing great, and I, you know, they're doing a great job. See if I have an application here to review. I have Dropbox. One other application I want to talk about is Dropbox. Dropbox 2 came out. Great application. You can, you know, save your stuff on your Dropbox. You know, literally, last night I had to take something to school, and I dropped it into my Dropbox. I literally opened up my Dropbox application, and there it is. It popped up instantly. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing now, is using my Dropbox, you know, for school papers and stuff like that. I have them on the go. I have a test coming up soon, and I downloaded the notes from online, and I have them right here on my iPhone. You know, I was going through them, you know, in class and everything like that, just scrolling through. I have access to everything. One thing I can do is, you know, record video or record photo or take photos and upload them directly to my, you know, maybe a folder here on my Dropbox, which is really great. They have an offline favorites thing where basically it downloads it to your phone, and you have it there stored. And so if you're going, you know, if you're on an airplane and you have a couple, you know, files that you want to read while you're on the airplane, you put them in your favorites. They download automatically to your favorites, and you can access them anytime. That's a really great application for Dropbox users. It's free in the App Store. So, I mean, why not, you know, go ahead and check it out. This has been a wonderful 40th episode of the Apple Juice Show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Very grateful of you guys listening. Have a great day.